This summer, the Pentagon is engaged in deep reflection about the future of the U.S. military. President Bush says he wants to transform the armed forces to prepare them for new security threats. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and his team are busy reviewing the size and structure of the armed forces and considering possible changes. The review has put some major decisions on hold. It's not yet clear, for example, whether the Navy will order a new high-tech destroyer known as the DD-21. Supporters call it the warship of the 21st century, but critics question whether it's really needed. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The DD-21 is a futuristic ship. There's nothing like it on the sea today. The ship designers can only show pictures of what they have in mind.
This is the executive summary that went in with our proposal, but certainly we can look. Let's see.
Tom Bowler is the vice president of strategic planning for Bath Ironworks, one of the companies competing for the DD-21 contract. The picture he unfolds on his desk reveals a destroyer as sleek as a submarine. The ship's surfaces are all flat. There are no ladders or railings. Almost all the activity on the DD-21 would take place below deck. No obtruding antenna or communication towers. Bowler says those are all built into the ship's surfaces.
And even things that you would normally have on a ship, lifeboats, capstans to help bring the ship in, those will all be enclosed in the ship or recessed into the ship and then brought out when you actually need them.
With this flat profile, the DD-21 doesn't show up on a radar screen as soon as other ships would. That was a Navy specification for the destroyer. It had to be stealthy so it could sneak in close to the enemy. It was up to the shipbuilders to come up with a design that met that objective. For the DD-21 project, the Navy has tried a new approach. Rather than use its own design and have shipbuilding companies say what they would charge to build it, the Navy laid out a series of ship requirements. It was to be a land attack destroyer, meant to come in close to enemy shores and back up Marine or Army troops fighting on land. But it was also to be an efficient and economical ship, operating with only half the crew members current destroyers require. And it was to cost no more than $750 million apiece once in full production. Two groups have proposed DD-21 designs that meet all those requirements. Ingalls Shipbuilding in Mississippi, allied with the Raytheon Corporation in what's known as the Yellow Team. Bath Ironworks in Maine is joined with Lockheed Martin as the Blue Team.
You're now stepping into the USS Zumwalt Mission Control Center.
Dave Broadbent, a former Navy officer, leads the DD-21 design team at the Lockheed Martin facility in Morristown, New Jersey.
And we've actually mocked this up to be an actual replica of the design that we're proposing.
The two shipbuilding teams both see the DD-21 as a highly automated ship where many routine tasks have been eliminated in order to free up crew members for more important jobs. The warfighting work in a DD-21 would be done almost entirely in front of computer screens. The ship's command base, described by Deputy Project Director Bob Engel, could be the control room of any high-tech facility.
The commanding officer's position is right here.
Yeah.
We provided this to provide more of a panoramic view for the captain. He or she would get the full panoramic view of what's going on in the command center. It would rotate around and access the screens behind the commanding officer. But really, it provides the big picture.
Another of the Navy's requirements for the DD-21 is that it run on electric power without the big drive shafts featured in existing destroyers. This feature not only makes the ship cheaper to operate, it also makes it more effective in combat. If the ship takes a torpedo or missile hit and a generator is damaged, electrical power could be shifted from the propulsion system to the guns and radar and then back to propulsion again. This capability would be especially important for close-to-shore fighting in dangerous territory where the DD-21 is meant to operate. It would have two huge 155-millimeter guns capable of shooting artillery rounds 100 miles into enemy territory with pinpoint accuracy. And it would carry hundreds of Tomahawk cruise missiles. Robert Peary, the Navy Undersecretary during the Clinton administration, says it's time to replace current destroyers, many of which date from the 1970s.
We want to break the chain of these conventional kinds of ships and go to something that really shows that we can dramatically reduce the manning on the ships, that we can meet the needs for electric power. And finally, we need a gun to do something for the Marines ashore because our capability for shore bombardment with what we have now is really not particularly good.
And yet, in spite of its apparent strengths, the DD-21 destroyer is a program in jeopardy. In May, the Navy Department decided to delay the decision of which companies would get the lead contract to build the new ship. Robert Peary, who was the acting Navy Secretary at the time, says he and other Navy officials wanted to give Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and his team the opportunity to reconsider the DD-21 destroyer under their overall defense review. But then there was more bad news. An Air Force general advising Rumsfeld on military transformation questioned publicly whether the DD-21 was needed. And when Pentagon Comptroller Dov Zakheim last month announced the final 2002 Pentagon budget, there wasn't a lot in there for the DD-21 program.
DD-21 is one of those systems that has run into complications. We have not made, to my knowledge, a final decision on what to do with DD-21. I believe that is going to be reviewed in the Quadrennial Defense Review.
At the moment, the DD-21 project is very much on the line. Pentagon planners are now wondering whether the next-generation destroyer should be designed for land attack on enemy shorelines. Some officials would like a ship that could play a bigger role in a missile defense system. There are also questions about whether the country can afford a major new destroyer line right now. Lauren Thompson is a defense analyst at the Lexington Institute, a think tank with libertarian leanings.
The debate over the DD-21 program distills all of the major forces currently shaping our defense policy. The technological and the threat uncertainties, the political constraints, the budgetary limitations, they all come together on a new ship like the DD-21, which can only come to fruition if other things get out of the way to make room.
Uncertainty about the DD-21 program exists within the Navy itself. Says one flag officer, a number of people around here have doubts whether another big destroyer is the way to go right now. This would be a big investment. What if we get it wrong? Members of Congress from Maine and Mississippi, the shipbuilding centers, are getting nervous. Virtually every senior Pentagon official testifying on Capitol Hill these days is asked whether the Pentagon is any closer to making a decision on the DD-21. The Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Vernon Clark, was asked his opinion of the ship during an appearance last week before the House Armed Services Committee.
We need the technology and the transforming capability that is in that ship. I do not make those acquisition decisions. The acquisition executive does. But my recommendation would be that we should pursue those technologies. We need all electric. We need the reach for warfighting capability that comes with the advanced gun system.
Admiral Clark went on to endorse the individual features of the DD-21, but recommending the ship technologies is not the same as endorsing construction of the ship itself. Lauren Thompson of the Lexington Institute notes that the Navy's current destroyer, the DDG-51, could be modified to include some of the features Clark was promoting.
Most of the leap-ahead technologies that are associated with the DD-21 could be put into other warships, or they could be put into the existing generation of warships. In fact, the radar that's being developed for DD-21 is intended for use on the next generation aircraft carrier already, and many of the automation, the other advances, could be put on the existing DDG-51 destroyer.
Trident submarines, which carry big nuclear missiles now due to be phased out, could also be modified in order to carry the cruise missiles the DD-21 would otherwise feature. Pentagon insiders say no decision on the DD-21 program is likely before the fall, when Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and other officials make up their minds about the direction of the U.S. military in the coming years. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.